Will there be a deal? That's the question in Lima, Peru, where representatives from all over the world are meeting about climate change ahead of a larger conference next year in Paris. Secretary of State John Kerry is going tomorrow. Let's check in with the BBC's environment correspondent, Matt McGraw, in Lima. And Matt, what are you hearing about the possibility of a deal? Is there one in sight?
Well, there's always been one in sight, and I think what's been happening over the last couple of months has been very exciting and has put a lot of energy into the process. The US-China deal, the European Union committing to goals for 2030, that's all brought a great deal of positivity to the negotiations. But here in Lima, they're here for 2 weeks, and the first week they haven't gotten very far. It's been a lot of backslapping, saying how great things are going and what a great atmosphere it is, but things haven't really moved forward on the critical elements. And Secretary of State John Kerry is coming here to Lima tomorrow, and it's hoped, I think many people are hoping, that the energy he will bring to it might help push the process forward. But there will not be a deal done here. There will be elements of a deal brought together. The idea is that the deal is done in Paris at the end of next year.
And would that deal, or at least does it appear, that deal would allow countries to make their own decisions about what kind of emission cuts they make, or would it be more structured than that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a key thing about it. The key element here really is that every country sets their own goal on what they want to do. There's nobody telling anybody else what to do. And that, you might say, would end up in a patchwork of different commitments from different countries. And that's exactly what we've got right now. The hope by being here in Lima is that they can agree on rules. All the countries can agree on rules of comparison, so that by the end of March next year, when countries have to table what they're going to do about climate change, we'll be able to measure one country against another. Of course, there's a lot of resistance to that. There's a lot of arguments about that. And the hope here really is that they can make a breakthrough on that element of it. If they can, that would be very significant on the way to Paris. Otherwise, we're looking like a deal in Paris that is like a Copenhagen, you know, for people who have been a bit slow, because it's almost exactly the same kind of idea. We countries set their own goals. They look at each other and say what the total is, and then they look at the science, and science says, well, it's not going to add up to 2 degrees. So, you know, we're still in a similar position to then, although there has been a lot of progress.
But when you say it's not going to add up to 2 degrees, what you mean is that whatever is agreed upon is probably not going to make a significant enough dent in climate change to really stop the worst effects from taking place.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two views on this. One is the pragmatic view, that it's much better to get every country in the world signed up to a deal, regardless of whether or not it takes us to 2 degrees. And then there's the scientific perspective, which says you add up all the commitments that are made and they don't add up to 2 degrees. But there is a lot of positivity from NGOs and others that a deal of any type, really, even if it isn't showing 2 degrees, in terms of temperature rises in the future, it's a start and can be pushed forward. And many people are willing to sign up to that on that basis.
That's the BBC's environment correspondent, Matt McGraw, speaking with us from Lima, Peru, and the climate conference that's going on there. Matt, thank you.
My pleasure.